The next skill is to determine the meaning of words and phrases as they are used in a text. An author may use a word in a certain way that is different than how it would normally be used, and we have to be able to figure that out. We have to understand figurative and connotative meanings, which we'll get into over the next couple of weeks, and analyze how specific word choices affect meaning and tone. And then understand allusions, which are references to something that has happened in the past, how they affect the text. The next skill is to understand context clues, which we have discussed. Context clues are words around a difficult word that you can use to figure out the meaning of that difficult word if, say, you don't have a dictionary. The next skill is to understand figurative language, which we talked about, word relationships, connotation, and denotation. We'll cover those more in the next couple of weeks. The next is to make and support a claim, which we have discussed in detail very recently. We've also discussed the next one in detail about how to write an essay, but we'll touch on that some more over the next couple of weeks. The next skill is to write a narrative, which is a story. The next one is to understand pronouns, and we'll get into that, along with pronoun case and pronoun antecedent agreement. The next skill is to understand simple, compound, and complex sentences. A simple sentence is just a few words, a subject and a predicate. A compound combines a couple of simple sentences, and then we'll talk more about complex sentences. The next skill is to understand capitalization, punctuation, and spelling. There will be 8 to 16 items where that needs to be corrected in a statement on the TCAP exam.